Hello, everyone. This is Michelle Birdie, and you're listening to The Wordsworth from the Moscow Times. If there is one kind of eatery Moscow has in abundance, besides burger joints, Georgian restaurants, and sushi bars, it's coffee houses. They are big, small, foreign, local, and pop-up. They all seem to offer the same head-spinning list of coffees brewed in dozens of different ways and served with everything from heavy cream to nut milk. They even have the coffee menu scrawled on a wall-sized chalkboard. The feeling of being anywhere in the world is intensified when you are handed your Americano s mindalnym mlekom, Americano with almond milk, and the server cheerfully says, Naslazhdajte s vashim coffee. Enjoy your coffee. I thought that phrase was an obvious calc from English, but some of my Russian friends aren't so sure. Our speculation was hampered by the fact that Russians have a set phrase to use when someone is about to eat or is already eating. Приятного аппетита. Bon appetit. But they don't have a set phrase for drinks. Наслаждайте ужином. Enjoy your dinner. Sounded fine to my mini focus group, as did Naslazhdajte kofe. But in Russian, the phrase seems to be used most commonly for food or drink that is really special. One person recalled a trip. Мы так наслаждались пивом в Чехии. We really enjoyed the beer in the Czech Republic. Someone else recalled digging into a spectacular cake. Какое-то время было тихо. Все жевали, наслаждаясь вкусом. For a while it was quiet, as everyone chewed and enjoyed the flavor. After more Russian coffee drinkers joined the conversation, a tentative consensus was reached. There's absolutely nothing weird about the phrase «Naslazhdajte vashim kofe», but its usage and register, tone that can be formal, colloquial, etc., differs from «enjoy your coffee». The English phrase is a polite cliché, a standard phrase the server says when handing over a cup of coffee. Russians in the Soviet past didn't use the phrase in that way, as a standard cliché, or in that situation, which didn't quite exist in any case. Now they do. Check back in 10 years and see if it has become a standard throwaway line or has largely remained a special wish. Phew! Now that we settled that, I moved on to clarify other uses of «naslazhdenie», enjoyment, and I discovered more questions and more oddities. It all begins with the word «salutki», which is from ancient Russian and originally meant a surprising combination of tastes. «Солёный, вкусный, пряный». Salty, tasty, spicy. «Солёный» is clear, as is «вкусный», something that tastes good. But what is «пряный»? It's the adjective from the noun «прянист», which refers to a spice or seasoning. Everyone agrees on that, but the Russians I polled had a hard time describing what that flavor was. One person said it just means zesty. Блюдо было сильно приправлено пряностями. The dish was highly seasoned. Others said that пряный means seasoned in any way, including with salt, pepper, and herbs. But some strongly disagreed that salt, pepper, or herbs were part of пряный. Yet another group said that пряный refers to non-herbal spices like мускатный орех, nutmeg, корица, cinnamon, имбир, ginger, гвоздика, cloves, душистый перец, allspice, and куркума, turmeric. These are some of the spices used when making пряники, traditional hard cakes similar to gingerbread. So пряный is spicy in the sense of being made with lots of spices. Пряный is not spicy in the sense of hot. That's острый. If something is пряный, it is more sweet than sour, and it is not hot, salty, or bitter. This swayed a lot of my focus group, but not all of them. Meanwhile, readers sent in their definitions of пряный. Spices, herbs, savory. Аджика, a hot pepper paste. Хмели-сунели spice mix, a Georgian mix of largely herbs. Spicy, but not too spicy. More spices than hot pepper. Хери, or piquant, intensely flavored, sweet spicy, like Christmas spices, not sweet or savory, but something completely different, spiced, like with ginger or possibly herbs, winter spices, figuratively sentimental or saccharine. Yowza! Now I see the origin of the phrase, "Av kusach nisborit," to each his own. Literally, you don't fight about tastes. But 1,000 years ago, give or take a century or two, Russians didn't seem to make any of the distinctions we are now tussling over. I imagine Russians digging into a plate of food and saying, "Hey, Vasya, попробуй, очень солодкое блюдо. Vasya, try this. It's real salty, tasty, spicy." Maybe salutki was the Slavic version of umami, or perhaps it just meant flavorful, not bland. We'll never know. After a while, either their recipes changed or their sense of taste did. Salutki split into two streams, the sweet stream, sladki, and the salty stream, salyonny. The salty stream gave us sol, salt, salyonny, salty, and salit, to salt. The sweet stream gave us sladki, sweet, sladest, a sweet, paslastit, to sweeten, naslazhdenie, enjoyment, a kind of sweetness, after all, and naslazhdatsya, to enjoy oneself. Naslazhdatsya is not, of course, only used for the enjoyment of food. You can enjoy just about anything. Ребята гуляли по городу, впервые наслаждаясь полной свободой. The kids walked around the city, enjoying complete freedom for the first time. Уважает он дедушку за умение наслаждаться жизнью. He admired his grandfather for his capacity to enjoy life. You can also enjoy things you shouldn't. Я, Каюс, наслаждался его полным поражением. I am ashamed to say that I enjoyed his complete defeat. I learned a lot about sweet pleasures in my investigation, but I still hadn't determined how common the word naslazhdatsya has been over time. I decided to check with the Google Ngram to see how usage has changed over the centuries. I was shocked. Use of the word naslazhdatsya peaked once in 1806, peaked again in 1825, and then it crashed in 1829. There it lay on the bottom of the graph for decades. It was almost at zero during the 1980s, not much to enjoy then, and it has just begun a tiny rise in the new century. No wonder there are so many coffee shops in Moscow. If the last time your nation had fun was 200 years ago, you need something to stay awake. That's it for this week. Пока! До встречи на следующей неделе.